From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The U.S. Supreme Court has chosen not to rule on a groundbreaking tobacco case. It's a lawsuit that has its roots in South Florida and pits tobacco companies against smokers. The High Court's decision this week seems to be a strike against big tobacco. But as Wilson Sayre reports, this is likely not the end of the whole saga.
In 2006, the Florida Supreme Court ruled against big tobacco companies. That decision has come to be known as the Ingle case. Lifetime smoker, physician, and Miami Beach resident Howard Ingle was the lead plaintiff. The ruling says people don't have to prove that cigarettes are addictive, harmful, and cause a slew of diseases when suing tobacco companies. Defective is what the courts called the cigarettes. Sergio Campos is a professor of law at the University of Miami.
It makes it a lot cheaper and easier for individual plaintiffs to bring lawsuits. They don't have to hire experts. They don't have to drag in any sort of technical information about or medical information. It's already been shown that these cigarettes are defective.
The tobacco companies claim just because the cigarettes in that case were defective and dangerous doesn't mean all cigarettes are that way. They appealed the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided this week not to review the case. Campos says this case doesn't pull at the heartstrings.
It's a little technical and complicated, and the court tends to prefer cases where it's pretty clear what the big issue is.
And the issue of defendants' rights has been a hot topic for the Supreme Court, so it's likely to be on the docket in the future. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
On the subject of smoke, sheriffs, doctors, and anti-drug groups are joining together trying to stop a proposed constitutional amendment that would legalize medical marijuana in Florida. The group launched the Don't Let Florida Go to Pot campaign yesterday, saying they want to educate voters in Florida about the dangers of Amendment 2. Backers of the amendment say it's intended for people with debilitating diseases such as cancer and multiple sclerosis. But Florida Sheriff's Association President Grady Judge says that's an emotional argument. He says the wording of the amendment will allow medical pot to be used by people who are not truly sick.
It's wrought with loopholes. It's very cleverly written so that there can be use and abuse.
Among the group's concerns are the lack of age limits on who can be given marijuana and what members see as inadequate oversight of caregivers. They also say legal cannabis could replace pill mills as a source of drugs in the Sunshine State. Amendment 2 will be on the ballot in November and must be approved by 60% of voters to become law. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.